Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome to the Equippers International podcast, where we're studying the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 10, starting there in verse 1. We've looked at chapter 9. We've stepped through Paul's discussion of how God historically did the things necessary to bring about His purpose in calling Israel from Abraham, Isaac, and then to Jacob, and how He was good and merciful in that calling, and how He knew what He was doing. He had great purpose, and He was projecting that process along historical lines. Paul introduces some very important Old Testament prophecies, revealing that it was on God's heart from the very beginning to call from the Gentiles those who would come and be part of His people. That would be a complete surprise to the nation of Israel. Why would it be? Because God had already prophesied it through Hosea. And Paul says this is exactly what happened when the Gentiles pursued their righteousness based on faith in Christ. It's the reception of the gospel. And we talked about how that took place historically in a time period that was some 10 years almost after the day of Pentecost, after the day that the church was born, after the proclamation of the gospel by the mouths of the apostles started, and they started preaching this good news to the Jews. But some among the Jews believed, but those among Israel, Paul says, they did not pursue this faith in Christ. So then in chapter 10, verse 1, he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God is for them." Who's them? The Israelites. Those that still remain, who trace their heritage through those remaining two southern tribes. We've talked about the destiny of the northern tribes and how it was nearly impossible, very improbable, for anyone to trace any heritage from the northern tribes. And we talked about how the two tribes that remained were the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. And Paul himself could declare, "I am of the tribe of Benjamin." So there was some descendant string that Paul had confidence to say. So these would be the Israelites of Paul's day. In these days, when Paul's writing the book of Romans in about 55, 56, 57 AD, Paul's writing this book and he's speaking about them, and he's saying he wants their salvation. He wants them to come to faith in Christ. And he says there in verse 2, "I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge." So they really desire to live for God. They have all their historical heritage. They have all the traditions of the fathers and the covenants and the temple worship and all those things, but they don't have knowledge. They don't have true knowledge into what God has accomplished through Christ. Verse 3, he says, "For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." Now remember, Paul's not talking about some long ago historical reference to them not pursuing God's righteousness. No, he's talking about in the last 20 years. He's talking about maybe 30 years since Pentecost. He's saying that the Israelites, who were bound and determined to continue to hold on to their traditions and to their religious practices based on all that God had given to their ancestors, they missed it. They did not pursue God based on His righteousness, but they sought to establish their own righteousness. And then he says in verse 4, this very important verse, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." So he's saying that Christ is the point at which the access to righteousness came on the basis of faith. It was no longer on the basis of the performance of the works of the law. So Paul says that Christ is the end of the law. He is the finisher of the law. He puts a completion to that process because he takes righteousness out of the realm of the works of the law, which, by the way, we've said over and over, could not even happen to begin with because no one could do it perfectly. So Jesus comes and he does fulfill the law perfectly and he puts an end to it. And it is not there for a means of righteousness anymore for those who now believe. And Paul's saying, Israel, the Israel of his day has not come to that place. They have not come to a place of belief in Christ. And this is his burden. Now let's go a little bit further and pick up in verse 5. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on the law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. And then he quotes this passage from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down? Or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. Now, I want to stop there, and then we'll get into verses 9 and 10, because they're very famous verses in Romans chapter 10. What is Paul saying? He's simply saying this, the word of faith is close to them. It's being proclaimed literally in their presence, and it's no longer about a works mentality. He's saying Christ is right here in front of you. You don't have to go to the heavens and bring him down. You don't have to go down into the abyss and bring him up. You don't find him somewhere far removed from you. No, he's right here with you. And this is a beautiful illustration. It's a beautiful picture of the truth that Jesus is present. The word that is being proclaimed proclaims Christ right here, right now. All you have to do is have faith. Just believe in the truth of the gospel. And he says, this is how righteousness is attained on the basis of faith. It's not based on us going and getting it right, going and try to figuring it out. You just listen, you hear, and you receive, and you believe. That's the reception of the gospel. And that's how faith accesses righteousness. And so this is what Paul's driving at in this passage. Now we're going to look at these next two verses in the following episode. But right now, just continue to ask God to open your understanding by his Spirit into Paul's discussion in these chapters. And I believe that you'll be blessed. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.